Saturday will be the last day that people in Bristol can take their trash to the town landfill. The unlined dump is shutting down after nearly 100 years of operation. As VPR's Melody Baudette reports, the town was losing money on the landfill as residents recycle more of their refuse.
Hi, Ken.
Like many people in Bristol, for Ken Thompson, a Saturday trip to the landfill is about socializing as much as getting rid of trash.
The thing is, this is kind of the town intelligence center. You want to find out what's going on, and everyone comes down here. It adds sort of a whole social dimension to the town, because a lot of people you wouldn't see normally.
For $3.50 per bag, people can drive down a steep hill, back their vehicle up, and throw their trash onto a pile. On this day, the heap includes a broken trampoline, Christmas lights, and dressers. At the end of the day, an operator covers the trash with tailings from Omia's Florence mine. On August 1st, garbage will be buried for the last time. Eventually, a contractor will bury the entire 5-acre landfill with several more layers of material, then fabric and soil, before grass is planted. Pipes will allow methane gas to escape. Bristol Town Administrator Therese Kirby says the decision to close is strictly financial.
It's really 100% a business decision, just not making money. In June of 2014, we lost over $40,000 because we were not able to fully fund our closure. We really had maxed out our revenue stream.
Unlined landfills have to pay into a closure fund. And last summer, Bristol got a notice from the state saying it was in violation. That's when the discussion began about closing. Kirby says recycling has cut the amount of trash that comes in. Also, many families would rather have their trash picked up by a hauler rather than going to the dump themselves. But the end of the landfill won't mean the end of socializing around the trash bags. The town has selected a waste hauler to come to the landfill site each Saturday to take trash and recyclables, but the trash will now go to the landfill in Coventry. Buzz Sirwillo, an environmental analyst with the state's Waste Management Division, says Bristol's landfill took a very small amount of trash and had room for more.
They actually had capacity, but I think they found that environmental regulations become more stringent. It gets harder to operate a single town unlined landfill. It becomes more expensive as the regulations get tighter. So I think it was really a question of economics more than capacity in Bristol.
Sirwillo says at one time, the state had as many as 150 unlined landfills. Many shut down in the late 80s, early 90s, when new state and federal laws imposed strict regulations on unlined landfills. But the monitoring continues for decades. The state currently tracks 70 closed landfills. Bristol's dump will be monitored for at least 30 years. Many of those landfills received state funds to help with their closure. That money has now run out, but Kirby says the town has been promised up to $180,000 from next year's state budget to help make up the gap between their fund and the full cost of closure. Once Bristol's landfill is capped this fall, the town of Salisbury will have the last remaining unlined landfill in the state. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.